You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Gold and Lynn Gold. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Oh, yeah, this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we got a show for you tonight, and I am surrounded by two beautiful women tonight. That's right. This is Blind and Beyond, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. And to my right of me is my wife. I was going to say bride, but she hates it. My wife, Lynn Golder. Lynn?
Yes, welcome, everybody. This is the better half of the team here.
That's right. I go along with that, the better half. I go along with that.
Welcoming you to the August 21st, unbelievable edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And Sheila.
And the other half, the other side of me, which is the other beautiful woman next
That's
to
right.
me, is Sheila Young.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blind and Beyond.
Well.
And Chris. Welcome, Chris.
I'm going to say to him next. Well, he's not in the studio. He's on the other side of the window,
which I can't see. Wave to him.
Wave. Hey, Chris, can you see us? We can't see you, but.
Howdy, partners.
Hi, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. Like you said, what a crew, Sheila.
Listen,
a motley crew.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
And today, yeah, that's right, we've got two more people that just signed up for Blind and Beyond.
Woo-hoo.
We have Charles Brooks.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles. Charles Brooks.
Welcome aboard, Charles.
From Kissimmee, Florida. Kissimmee, Florida. And we have Mr. Braden Sinclair. That's right.
Yay.
All the way from Texas. Braden Sinclair.
Hey, Braden.
All the way from Texas. That's right. And you know who he is? He's the main man. No. He's the main man of Gary Sinclair. He's his main man.
That's his grandchild.
That's right. That's his grandchild.
Maybe he'll call in today.
He just signed up. That's right. So now he's part of Blind and Beyond.
Thank you, Braden.
The two of them just joined in membership. That's right.
And can I say happy birthday? My granddaughter's birthday is tomorrow.
All right.
She's
okay.
The big 13 tomorrow.
Oh, here we go.
What's your granddaughter's name?
Trinity Young. She lives in Mississippi.
Oh,
Mississippi.
Happy birthday, Trinity.
Well, I want you to all think about a word. Very important word we're going to discuss right now. A word. Today's word, very important. I thought about it this week, and I want to discuss this. I think it's very important. The word is pride, P-R-I-D-E, pride. Now, before we're going to discuss this word, which is a big word, look, the low vision, the legally blind, the blind community, we know we're the bridge for the sighted community. That's right. That's what the show's all about. But I want to discuss pride because everything's important out there, but pride is a big word. Lynn, would you read the definition of pride?
I would be happy to, Michael. This is from the Webster's Dictionary, and pride is defined as a feeling that you respect yourself and deserve to be respected by other people. It's a feeling that you are more important or better than other people. It's a feeling of happiness that you get when you or someone you know does something good or difficult, etc.
Now, I thought of this because we had a listener who wrote, I'm not going to say who and not going to say where, but they wrote to us. And they were concerned about something. And I wrote back and I said, you know, life is a joke. It all depends how you take it.
We have a caller. Wanted you to know.
All right, 1 second. It all depends how you take it, life. Because if you take it seriously, then you had a problem. And she wrote back and said, she's very thin skin. And a lot of things bother her. And I wrote back and said, you have to be thick skin. And now I want to discuss with all you, I will take the caller, but I want to discuss with you the word pride and how it affects our community. Because as far as I'm concerned, when you get dressed, the question is when you go outside, do you care the way you look? Now, I know you're blind, but the question is, do you care what other people think? I know when you go to work, those who work in the blind community, do you care what people think the way you're dressed? Do you care the way you smell? Do you care the way you look? Now, I know you can't see what people
think or what they're looking. But the question is, do you care how you think? Do you care how you perceive other people, the way you dress, the way you look, in every which way?
And blind and visually impaired people have pride in knowing they look good.
That's right.
Well, that's what we're discussing.
Right.
Because the point is, does everybody out there who's low vision or blind, and even you sighted folks, do you care what people think? Do you care when you go out in the street? Are you dressed?
I can't help but thinking properly about Patty, because Patty Lynn always cared about the way she looked. She always was put together perfectly. Her jewelry, everything was perfect to the T.
Because a lot of people say, when I go out, they always say, how come you're wearing a sport jacket? And my answer is, because that's the way I always dress when I go to customers or anyone else. Who's on the line right now?
We have Marilyn Klein from Philadelphia.
Marilyn Klein from Philadelphia. Marilyn, how you doing?
Fine.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you tonight?
Fine. I want to bring up a subject that has a little something to do with pride. And I know, Mike, you answered me, but I'd like to see what other people think if they hear me on the radio. You have a job in the blind community. How many people who have had a job have found that people will get upset with you for the least common little thing, not supervisors even, but co-workers? And I'm going to give my example that I gave to you. I used to be a dictaphone typist, and to make a long story short, for those who don't know who are living in this age, a dictaphone, you put a tape in and you typed the narrative and then you gave it to the people. But you know, when you're blind, you type, you can't read back. So unless there's a dire emergency, you don't stop in the middle of a narrative. So my lunch time was 12 o'clock. I didn't ask for an extended lunch hour. I used to go to lunch, say, when I finished the narrative, and I'd come back at the same time, and you'd be surprised how many people got upset with me, and I would say, oh, I'm not spoiling any of your plans. So what I'm bringing out is, how many of you have found that sighted people get upset with you for the craziest reasons?
Marilyn,
will get off and let someone else go.
Okay. Well, thank you
now,
for
this
listening.
Is what I'm talking about right here. We're talking about, if you are thin skinned like Marilyn just said, you got a problem. Because if you have pride and you're thick, goes together, thick skin, then you ain't worrying about those parts of those people who are criticizing you, and not even your superiors, but these are people who you're working with. Sheila, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm sitting here thinking about what Marilyn just said. In my job, we are supposedly on a schedule of taking a 15-minute break at a time that's assigned to us and taking our lunch break when it's assigned. Luckily, the girl that I work with and I have a wonderful working relationship. I don't take a break. I take my lunch break, but that's when our morning children go home, in between the younger kids coming in for their Braille time. And so, you know, and I know what she's saying, and you're right, Michael, people will nitpick. And number one, if they're not paying your paycheck,
you couldn't care
they
less,
don't have a right,
right
to criticize your schedule.
Marilyn, let me just say this to you one thing, and all those who are listening. We started this radio show originally because a couple of people who worked, remember that, Lynn?
Yeah, how could I forget?
They didn't criticize. They went to the other extreme, and what happened was, well, what they said, they both got fired.
One of them called you a freak, and one said he wanted to hit you with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Because you took too long doing something that they could do in 30 seconds. It took you 30 minutes or
right,
something.
Right, whatever. So the point that I'm saying is...
But they were cited, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to behave because I got some unchoice words to say to
them. The point is, people will say things, but they both got fired.
They were recorded,
my boss, and that's why we started the radio show,
yes,
okay?
Right.
So the point that I'm saying, there's a difference. If they're just criticizing, like Marilyn said, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have just said, you know, up your nose with a rubber hose. Remember the guy, John Travolta, many years ago at his show, he said, up your nose with a, what was his?
You're
rubber
right.
hose.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
You're
what
showing
I would
your
have
age.
Said. Yeah, that's what I would have said. But the point is, Marilyn, if you have a middle, I can't say it on the, can I say it on the radio? This is a
no.
Good.
No.
But you know, there's a finger that you can put out.
No.
I'm not saying which finger. I'm not
no.
saying which finger.
No.
You could say.
Don't even
Chris,
apply.
Now I have a question for Chris, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since you have been involved with the radio show, prior to that, how many visually impaired and blind people have you met in your life?
Just one. I had one in college. I sung in a choir
that.
With.
Yeah.
And I used to help her around, and not just me, but several other of us has helped her around and did what she helped her in any many cases. My main concern was always her safety
mm-hmm.
and to make sure that she was all right when it came to doing the movement that the choir had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if she didn't have a problem with the movement, and if she can do it, nobody else in the choir had an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I felt with everybody else.
But now you have learned since the radio show.
Not to bother y'all because...
That's not what I was going to say. that we are capable.
Very.
Okay.
Very.
Okay.
The question is this. Going back to something.
And when you're back thick to pride.
Skin, when you are thick skin and you have pride, the question is, you don't care that much what people say because the point is, if you're doing your job and you have pride in yourself, and somebody is criticized over something like what Marilyn just said, my answer is, I just told you. You can make up some kind of expression, whatever. But the point is, I wouldn't even listen to these people. I said, life is a joke. It's how you play in this game. Because when you're all finished, said and done, whatever those problems was last week or last month or last year or 10 years ago, trust me, you ain't even remembering it 10 years from now, what was said.
Well, Michael, I have a saying
what?
That if it doesn't affect my life in 6 months, it's not important.
Okay. So the point is this way. I say to Marilyn, all the Marilyns out there listening, if you are thick-skinned, pride, you ain't going to worry about it. We got a break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. Yes, we are the bridge between the low vision blind community and the sighted community. Hope you call in today, whether you are blind or you're sighted. Hope you call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. That's right. Lynn, why don't we do the trivia now since we're so busy,
Michael,
later on?
That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, what a good idea.
So we're going to do a trivia now, Chris.
Like Felix the Cat and somebody else.
Pete the Cat.
Yeah, well, no, I'm thinking Felix. Remember Felix.
In 1962, this song was a number one hit. I'm not going to say the name of the song, but I did pick it out. You have to call in with the name of the song and the artist.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail, cheeks are rosy, she looks a little nosy, man, this little girl is fine. Never knew a girl like a little Sheila, her name drives me insane. Sweet little girl, that's my little Sheila, man, this little girl is fine. Me and Sheila go for a ride, oh, 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 I feel a funny.
Okay, somebody needs to call in the name of the song, and if you don't know it, I give up.
407-894-1680. That's the number. Let's go again. 407-894-1680.
Now, wait a minute. Is this one of those bias songs now? Because...
Don't give it away. The name and the name. And
name and the artist.
Yeah. Did we have a flashback? Is that what it was?
It was.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Back in my younger days.
I was only 12.
Okay, who's going to win the $10 gift card?
Of course, I was never sweet little.
Who's going to win the $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts? Who's going to win 407-894-1680? Let's go. While we're waiting for someone to call in, you got a few minutes.
I was thinking I'd do the trivia.
What? I want to go back to Pride.
Okay. Because I
don't think we're finished.
That PSA too.
Because going back to Pride, if you're thick-skinned, you're ahead of the game. If you're thin-skinned and you're still worrying what people think about you and your cane, because I hear this all the time, oh, I don't want people to see me with my cane because then they think I'm blind and they get all this negative junk. The point is, I don't think negative when I'm using my cane. I think positive, number one. And number two, I'm totally in pride of myself as a human being. And I'm all about what? Pride, yep. And thick skin. So the point is, if you're sitting there listening to the show right now, and you're always not using a cane because of whatever reason in your mind, or you can't, let's say you don't dress good. You go out and about and you don't dress nice. You go into a nice restaurant and you're wearing God knows what.
Schleppy clothes.
Yeah, schleppy clothes. Or whatever nice. You're going into a church and you're not even dressed appropriately. So you say, well, I'm blind. What's the difference? Don't use that blindness as an excuse.
Michael.
What?
Not to interrupt, but we have a new caller, I believe, from Cordeo, Georgia.
Cordelier
or something like that.
Well, I don't know what it is.
What's the name?
John
hey,
from Cordio.
John?
Well, I told Sheila I'd call in tonight one time or another. So.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, listen to that accent.
Yeah.
This is John Richards. He
Hi,
lives
John.
In Georgia. He is a member of the Florida Council of the Blind.
Oh.
He is the gentleman that does our streaming for our state conventions. And he's a computer whiz. And do you know the answer to the trivia, John?
Well, since you picked the song, anybody ought to know the answer. It's Sheila by Tommy Rowe.
All right.
He does his little Buddy Holly imitation there.
There
in the
you
middle
go.
Of.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. He just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
That's okay. I'm not in the area, so just give it to somebody.
No,
you got Dunkin' Donuts
up there. You got Dunkin' Donuts near you in Georgia.
I don't know if we got any up in this town or
I'm
not.
I'm sure you got it.
Well, we may have it anyway.
We'll send you. It's a $10 gift card. By the way, it's good for Baskin Robbins, too. You can go out and get some ice
cream.
And
you'd be traveling and you use it somewhere else.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess so.
Stick it in your wallet.
Yeah, and it's good for Baskin Robbins, too. Baskin Robbins and
ice cream
or the Dunkin' Donuts.
Cool.
$10 gift card.
Well, thank you for listening and thanks for calling in.
That's John from Georgia.
And I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks, John. Take care.
John from Georgia. So, you people outside.
Oh.
What?
We have to take this call.
What is it?
It's okay, Chris, to talk? It's Braden Sinclair from Texas.
Hey, Braden.
Hey. Braden from Texas.
How are you, buddy?
What's the answer?
What's the answer? Oh, no.
He lost the
game. Good. I'm doing good.
That's okay, honey. I'll send you I'll send you my gift card.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll send you something.
Thank you for joining, Bradenton.
Yay!
Thank you for calling in. You're doing okay.
Your grandpa's very proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very proud of you.
Did you think the question?
I think someone already answered it.
But that's all right.
You wait for the next question.
Yeah.
Do you want to have one soon?
Did someone already answer it?
Yeah, babe.
You have
they
to call
did.
Again, Braden. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm starting to feel really badly.
I wanted to get $10 million.
$10 million.
Have your mommy.
Hi,
call
Stephanie.
Again.
Chris, hide that money over there.
Hi.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Bye.
Let him
try again soon. Yeah. We'll have another one. Another trivia question.
We should have something for kids, not just stuff from the dark ages.
His grandpa is very proud of him.
Yeah. What a sweetie.
He thought he was going to win
$10 million. Actually, he was at Gary's Barbecue, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was in the hot tub.
And him and his other, Gary's son, the other Gary, his Gary's brother Gary, had his son, and two of them were something else in the pool.
Daryl and Daryl. Yeah,
they were too much. So, we had one from Texas that just called.
Yep.
And we had
Georgia.
One from Georgia that just called.
Yep.
Okay. Now, going back to Pride, I hope you dress appropriately when you go out, okay? Because it's very important. Because guess what? If you are blind and you dress good, people say, dress good. But if you walk in as a schlepper and you don't dress good, well, you put down the whole, or as far as I'm concerned, you're putting down the whole community that's low vision or blind, because the point is you're part of us. And the point is, if you have thick skin, if you have pride, then you dress good, you look good, you smell good, and you care about what people think. Is that right, Sheila? Did you say I'm right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's important, I think.
I mean, there's a little bit there that I would disagree with.
Okay, well, we disagree?
We'll disagree.
Well, we disagree with?
The whole point is you can be clean. A lot of blind people don't have a lot of money. So
it ain't about no money. It's not about money. Not about money.
Michael, you're not letting me finish.
Okay.
Again.
Okay. Yes.
You can be clean in clean clothes and be appropriate.
Right.
It doesn't have to be fancy and you know, even in church now, people go to church in jeans. As long as you're in clean jeans and you look neat.
Stay right there. Suppose you have a pair of pants. You're a man. You have a pair of pants.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a pair of shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go to church. Right? And you have both. So now you're blind. Which one do you choose?
Well, it depends on what church you go to. Church is totally different now.
Totally different. If you're going out to a nice restaurant, and if you're going to a church or you're going somewhere that's...
It's just as easy to reach for the slacks.
Exactly.
As far as I'm concerned, you can wear a pair of slacks.
Exactly.
And a golf shirt or something. Mm-hmm. So or even a nice t-shirt.
If you only have a pair of shorts and that's all you own, I understand you go in shorts.
Right. You know, it's all about just appropriate and clean and neat.
Oh, I remember back when I was sighted, I remember when Lynn and I got married. People came in sport jackets. They came in suits. And one guy came. Remember that?
And I remember because he didn't have any money. He was going through tough times.
Yeah.
And he looked very nice and neat. He was wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
Beautiful sweater and pants. Yeah. And the shirt. There's
I
nothing
guarantee
wrong
you
with that.
He owned a sport jacket.
Well,
I guarantee you.
You don't know that, Michael.
Okay.
You're assuming. And you know what assume means, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
The point is we were glad to see him. But the point is, I feel that someone could go to a church or something like that. It's the same way where people, I feel, if they're thin-skinned, couldn't care less, and they don't worry. But if they have pride and they worry what people think, because see, here's the difference. When you have pride, you care what people think, but then you're thick-skinned. On the other hand, you say, well, wait a minute, how could you be thick-skinned and not care what people think? But at the same time, when you go out and you have pride, you say, well, I care what people think. It's a contradiction. I understand what you're saying. Say, well, he just contradicted what he said. But I'm not really, because there's a difference. When I go out, I care what people think. I do. I care. If I'm dressing nice, I care what people think.
You always wear a sports jacket. I always say to Linda,
am I dressed good? Is my shirt matched my pants? I always say that. But say something to me. I'm thick-skinned, because the difference is,
I have to think about Patty again. I just mentioned the sport coat. She always liked what you were wearing. Yeah. She'd come over and touch your jacket and say, nice sport coat.
Yeah, Michael. A lot of it was moleskin, yeah, or something like that.
How about another caller?
Yep, I'm here.
We have Gary Sinclair.
Oh, Gary Sinclair. Well, that's because
Sinclair
is out here now. Okay, what do you want, Grandpa?
I think
Sinclair from Winter Park, Florida. What?
I think I'll declare this the Sinclair Show tonight.
Yes, yeah. From Sinclair. One's from Texas and one's from Winter Park, Florida. Yeah, that's right.
How you doing, Gary?
All right.
Hey Gary.
So, you can always dress good and look good and everything else, but there's a couple more things to remember, and that's to trim your fingernails.
That's true.
And clean them.
Right, 100% right.
You're right, Gary.
And to look good. If you wear sandals, please trim the toenails.
Correct.
Because you get open toes. And the third thing is, if you wear sunglasses like I do and all, make sure they're clean. Don't get them all dirty looking.
Oh, and how about your hair? Your hair should be combed, right? The hair should be combed.
You're talking and he's talking.
I hear what you say.
Well, Gary, go ahead. I couldn't hear you.
Okay, I said with the toenails, you know.
Make we heard
sure you
that.
Trim the toenails if you wear sandals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're blind and wear sunglasses like I do, or even visually impaired, make sure your glasses are clean and looking good.
You said something else after that we couldn't hear you.
Okay. I said Lighthouse taught me all those things in class. Right. And I wanted to share those too.
Well, they taught you well. They taught you well because you always look nice, Gary. Nice and neat and clean.
Thank you. Even though you don't like my beard.
Exactly.
I liked it in the beginning. I don't like it now. It got too full.
But keep your hair combed, right? That's always
important. No, Gary always looks very nice.
Absolutely. So you trim the toenails and clean the fingernails and look good.
There you go.
Yeah, you can always be dressed up, but that can detour everything if you look that bad.
Well, thank you for calling, Mr. Sinclair.
Thanks, Mr.
That's
Sinclair.
That's Gary Sinclair, Grandpa of Bradenton Sinclair.
Tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
I think maybe I should do a PSA.
Talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Just in case our guest calls in late, our guest caller from Lighthouse, we're waiting for her to call. Let me read a couple of PSAs. This one, once again, is from the West Coast of Florida, in reference to the New Vision Support Group. They'd like you to come join them to explore services, products, and resources available to low vision and vision impairment difficulties. If you or a friend or family member are struggling with vision loss, the Pinellas Council of the Blind welcomes you as well as your ideas and suggestions. And they meet the second Thursday of the month at the Talking Book Library. This begins September 8th at 10 in the morning until 12 p.m. And it's at 1330 Cleveland Street in Clearwater. If you'd like more information, please call one of these numbers. Ask for Barbara, 727-785-5940. I'll just give you one number. It's too much to remember. Barbara Jacob, 727-785-5940.
Hey, Chris.
I'm all ears.
I got a question for you, Chris. On the sighted community that you live in, do people care when they go to church how they look?
Is that a true question for me?
It's a trick question.
It's not a trick. I'm just asking
you
a question.
It's 2016, and sometimes the way some of these folk dress when they come to church.
Yeah.
Their pants are falling down?
It's not so much as the pants are falling down. They just come as they are.
Yeah.
And which is no problem to come as you are. But, you know, for those that don't know any better, I understand that you can come as you are. But for those that do or have some kind of decency and order about themselves, you should know how to present yourself when you leave your house. That's something you should have been brought up with, something that should have been instilled in you growing up.
Yeah, so, it comes back to the word pride. It comes back to pride in yourself. And then also something else, you go to church, it's also respect. Then you got another word, pride, and also respect. Yep. Oh, I hear that. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan, still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right, for all you folks that are visually impaired or blind. You don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483. This is the Blind and Beyond a radio show, and this is your host, Michael, and I'm here with two good-looking women tonight. On the right of me is Lynn Golder. On the left is Sheila Young.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. I love being called beautiful by a blind man.
Well, I know.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Funny, Sheila.
That's funny. Funny. Listen, you want to call in? Now's the time. Lines are open. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. All right. Time for trivia. Trivia time. And this is my song. Come on now. Sing the song. Come on.
So old,
this my darling, I've been told. I don't care what they say,
cause forever I will pray.
hottest show on the radio.
Diana, don't quit your day job.
Brady's probably saying, I wanted an easy question.
Thrills I get when you hold me close. Oh, my darling, you're the most. I love you, but do you love me? Oh, Diana, can't you see?
No, John, you can't call it again.
Okay, so who is singing that song? If you know the title, that's one thing you call in. But if you know his name, you should know his name. And that was the number one song in 1957. The number one song.
Like I said, you're so old.
I said we have to have questions.
Hey, that song's been around for
years.
Yeah. All right, who's on the line right now?
Joe from Pompano.
Oh, Joe from Pompano.
It says Joe from Pam. I think he means Pompano.
Pompano. Joe from Pompano.
Joe
from Pompano Beach, Florida. South Florida.
Yeah, hi, Sheila. Hi, Michael.
Happy belated birthday.
Hi, happy belated.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, we sent him on the phone last week.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you announce my birthday. I really got a big thrill out of it. Anyway, I'm calling to weigh in on the dressing controversy as a blind person. I believe there are appropriate times and places to dress formally or informally, such as church. I believe that you should wear a nice open shirt or slacks, and if you want to wear a suit and tie, you can, but you know, it's God's house, and you respect God's house by wearing appropriate attire. That's the way I feel, and that's the way I do it when I go to church.
Well, thank you so much. I agree with you 100%, Joe. Some people can't afford it.
You know, and if you go to a nice restaurant, too, you wear slacks and an open shirt. Or, you know, and if it's a casual restaurant, then you can wear shorts and a T-shirt. It all depends on the type of place that you're going to. But I do, you know, care what other people think, and I bear that in mind when I leave the house, depending on where I happen to be going. That's the way I feel.
We agree 100%. Thank you, Joe, for calling in.
All right, well, I just wanted to add my two cents in and to say hello. It's a hot night in Pompano. It's about 85 degrees with humidity feeling like 95 degrees. I'm just giving a quick weather report in South Florida.
Well, okay. Thank you. We missed that.
Yes.
We like the weather
thank
report.
Thank you for calling in, Joe, and keep going.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
And
bye, Joe.
I'll be listening to the show. Bye-bye.
Yay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Joe. We have another caller.
Yep.
I believe he's probably calling in for the trivia.
Uh-huh. The one, the only, right here from Winter Guard, my man, Keith.
Oh, no.
We missed him.
Scared him away.
But you, if it's Keith, you have to ask, look to see
if
he won. He might have.
What? He already did.
Oh.
Okay, so we missed them.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. So give us a call back, 407-894-1680, on that trivial question. And listen, speaking of weather, it's about 99 and a half in here.
I feel really badly.
Yeah,
I think you should be doing it from here. And it's awful in there, Keith.
Ooh, I don't know what. I've been trying to turn that AC down all day since I walked in the door.
You better tell your boss you're sweating there. All right. I'm sorry.
He doesn't even have a window in there.
It is so hot in there. I think I'd like to read this PSA from World Services for the Blind, if you don't mind, while we're waiting.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Okay, all right. Just so you know, folks, the World Services for the Blind is still seeking a Braille instructor, so get your dibs in while the job is there. They're seeking an enthusiastic individual with comprehensive knowledge of grade 1 and 2 Braille to work as an instructor in their pre-vocational department. And the qualifications that are recommended are as follows.
You have to know Braille.
You have to extensive knowledge of grade 1 and 2 Braille. You have teaching experience. You have experience and knowledge of electronic Braille, including but not limited to Braille displays. The ability to enter reports, attendance, and teaching notes to an electronic cases management system. A Braille reading system of at least 60 words per minute. Willingness to work as a part of a team of instructors to deliver services and excellent verbal and written communication. If you're interested in this job as a Braille instructor for the World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, please call Sharon Giovinozzo, and her phone number is 501-664-7100. And her
Sharon.
Extension is 220.
220.
I tried to
Sharon.
Say it so you might remember it. 220. Okay. And their website, by the way, is wsblind.org. wsblind.org. You can always contact them through the their website. So get that job while it's there before somebody else does.
By the way,
Keith is back on the line. If you'd like to take the caller for, I believe he's calling for trivia.
Is somebody on the line?
Yeah, yes. Keith is on the line for trivia.
Okay.
Keith, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are y'all doing this evening?
Hi, how you doing?
We got it right this time.
How you doing, Keith?
I'm fine, thank
you. Where are you from?
Winter Garden.
Winter Garden? Oh, that's a long, long way from here, boy. Long way. How far are you from the station? You're probably within 5 miles.
I'm about 5 minutes away from
the station. 5 minutes away, okay.
Are you driving right now, or are you at home listening?
I'm driving. I'm always listening to the show when I'm off at work.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
I hope you're telling everybody.
Are you calling
about
in for trivia?
Yes.
All right. So who do you think it was singing? What's the name of the song? What do you think?
I know the person name, but I don't think I know the name of the song. Is Paul Acton and Bobby Darin.
What do you think the name is?
Paul Acton and Bobby Darin.
No. Sorry. It's not Bobby Darin.
Paul Acton.
What do you think, Chris? You think he's close? I told you.
Turn left on West Coast.
Chris, what do you think? I should give it to him?
I think
close. I think, yeah.
I think all right, you should
it's
give
very
it
close.
To him.
He got his first name.
He
is
got
Paul.
The first. He got the first part right.
Paul Anka. A-N-K-A. Anka. Anka. The name of the song is called Diana. Diana.
But you got $10 gift card.
Congratulations.
You got a $10 gift card.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Welcome.
Keep on listening. Tell your friends who are excited. Keep on listening to the show. Keep on listening.
We want to hear some other callers from Winter Garden as well.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd like to know, how can I become a member of your show?
Oh, I would love to. We would love to. We'd like to have sweet people. Absolutely. Go to our website and just look it up. It's very easy.
Do you have a computer?
No, I have. I can look it up on my iPhone.
I tell you what. I think we have your phone number. We can call you off the air. How's that?
Yeah, anybody who can't do a
Okay.
That's nice.
Anybody who cannot look
us
up, call us and you want to join?
We'll help you. We'll walk you through
it. It's only $20 and you can join and you get a lot of things for it. Absolutely. Now we have hats. Oh, I have to talk about the hats. Yeah, we have hats.
Okay, yeah, I would like to be a part of your organization because I'm not blind, but.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't
we
matter.
Love you. Absolutely.
Isn't that nice?
Absolutely. Very
please,
nice.
Please give Chris your phone number. So just in case I don't have, I think I have it in the book, but this way we'll call you off the air, okay? Thank you, Keith.
Okay.
And thanks, Keith.
If anyone is listening
Keep
that would
listening.
Like to join and they don't, one, if they would like to join, they don't know how to do it, you know what? If they can write Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Okay,
so now if you can do that, that's fine. Then we can talk from there. That's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you don't know how to use a computer, then my suggestion is call me. I'll give you my phone number on the air right now. So if the phone number, write this down, 416-6018, 416-6018. You call me, I'll be happy to talk to you, and we'll set you up joining. So the bottom line is this. We're going to have our first meeting on the conference call in about 4 to 6 weeks, which I'll tell people more. The people who belong to our wonderful Blind and Beyond will be on a conference call, we'll all be discussing what we're going to do in the future, what our plans are. Maybe you got something to say that you would like to add to the show. So please join. It'd be nice for you. Don't forget, we're nonprofit. It's a charity. You're writing it off for taxes. So please join.
And I'm excited that Keith is sighted and wants to join. That is really cool.
And I'll just say right now, we now have hats.
Yep.
So we have our hats now. I just bought them Friday.
Yep.
So we have Blind and Beyond Radio Show hats. So these are nice hats. The hat itself, if you're not a member, is $20. And if you're a member, it's $15. And if you're outside of Orlando, that means we'd have to ship it to you to be paid handling.
That's nothing, yeah.
So, all right. So that's the story there. So,
all right. So, Keith, hold on one moment and let me get your phone number. I think I have it, but let me just double check,
sure,
all right?
I'm sure we do, but I want to be
he
sure.
Just won, okay. By the way, he just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts, mm-hmm. where, by the way, you can use it at Baskin Robbins for ice cream or the Dunkin' Donuts.
Which I didn't realize. Yeah. I thought it was just for
$10
donuts.
Gift card.
That's more fun.
And that was very nice that he would like to join.
Very,
and anybody else would like to
nice.
Join who is sighted, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to meeting him.
We love the sighted folks. Right, Shelly? We would like more and more people who are sighted listen to the show.
We want more and more people.
Yep.
That's right.
We'll take you blind, sighted, low vision. And if you need help with signing up to be a member,
Sheila's
an I
expert.
Just did two.
She just did two today alone. She's an expert. Yep.
It's easy to do. And I'll be happy to help.
Oh,
so,
don't forget, August is Check Your Eyes Month, everybody. Remember, National Eye Exam Month. Set up an eye exam, and it's important to make sure that your eyes are in good condition. And even if you have a visual impairment, still go and get your eyes checked. Michael, you can attest for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, what you're going through lately.
So anyway, our first Blind and Beyond conference call is going to be probably sometime the end of September, and
that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
So Sheila, we'll are you going to monitor it?
Yes,
she's the expert with conference calls.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So if you want to belong, join
fun.
Very soon before we have our first conference meeting.
Another break.
Don't go away. You. Don't go away. We'll be back.
We're
very
talking
soon.
To you.
We're talking to you. Don't go away. Be right back.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
We are back. Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
I'm calling her Lynn.
I hear you, Sheila. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond. That's right. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with Lynn Golder. I'm here with Sheila Young. That's right. I'm here with Chris Shaw behind the scenes in the heat room. He's having a nice sunbath. What are you, having a sunbath back there or a sauna? Chris?
Yes, sir.
Are you having a sauna back there? Is that what you're doing back there?
Yeah, I just dropped 30 seconds of a pound.
Okay. 30 seconds of a pound. Listen to this.
It's every 30 seconds I'm shedding something over here.
Okay. So, here we're back, and thank goodness gracious, I remembered to bring my eye drops. Lynn just put my eye drops in my eye. Thank goodness gracious, I got a nice, beautiful infection in my eye on the right side.
How did that happen?
How did it happen? The doctor does not know. It's the third time I got one in basically almost 2 years. First one, I had to go to Will's Eye Hospital in Philadelphia. I was in Philadelphia at the time, and I had to run to Will's Eye, and they took care of it. It's something that I touch or something. It don't make a difference if you're blind or sighted. You can get infection in your eyes. Even though if you're blind, you can get infections.
So how did everything go with eSight? Did they come through?
No, they didn't come to me yet.
Okay. Because that's what I assume, but you never know unless you ask.
No, they're still waiting to call me back. They haven't called me back yet.
Okay.
But anyway, thank you, Lynn, for putting the drops in my eyes.
Anytime, my dear.
Every time I try to do it, it goes up my nose or God knows what. The doctor gave me tricks.
They might as well just forget it.
What'd you say?
I said, if I ever had to do drops, they might as well forget it.
Why?
I can't do it.
You can't find your eyeball?
Oh, I cannot. I can't stand drops, number
your
one.
Down your cheek.
Oh, I can't. I just can't. I can't do it.
I have to do it every 2 hours.
Better you than me.
When I
first, Nancy's been helping
the
him
first,
too.
Oh, yeah, good. The yeah. first day, I had to do it every half hour.
Oh,
it's a really bad infection, but it's not contagious.
No, it's not contagious.
We don't know what it's from. He's blaming it on the dogs jumping on the bed, but the doctor said not necessarily. So,
but going back to the world outside, my thick-skinned people versus my thin-skinned people, I hope you become more and more and more thick-skinned, and you'll have a better life. What do you think about that statement? You'll have a better life if you're thick-skinned.
I mean, yeah, and they... Everybody, different areas, different folk. That's what I've come to learn over the years.
What's that?
Depending on where you're from, depending on how tough your skin really is. You got those people that are from, let's say, Miami, Philly, Detroit,
the
Chicago.
City folk. City folks.
They're a little bit more tougher than the
you're
norm
right.
compared
right.
to those that are from Dubai or Dublin.
Why do you say that? Why do you think that's the case?
Because it's a different lifestyle. It's you have to... You have to know how to keep up with everything or be aware of everything that's kind of going on around you, I guess,
gotta
maybe.
Be street smart.
Maybe that's why I am the way I am, because
gotta
I was brought
be
pretty much
smart,
up in New York. I brought up in New York in the garment industry, so I learned that competition is heavy. So brought up in New York and in Philly, I guess maybe that's why I am. Do you ever think of that, Lynn?
So that's why I say the lifestyles are different. I would say street smarts, because I guess those that are from a city, and when you come to a smaller area or a smaller place or a suburban area, and you know how to kind of get over on folk a little bit.
The pace is faster in the city, the metropolitan areas. And
right.
You have to really watch out for yourself.
Right. So, that's why I say everybody got tough skin, but to a point. Those that are from a metropolitan area may be a little bit tougher because they got to look out for people trying to get over on them and trying to con them out of doing this and doing that, compared to us, those that are from a smaller area who's never had to deal with anything like that of that caliber.
Well, and I don't think, I don't think thin skin or thick skin is, it's all in Michael's famous word.
Mindset.
I don't think it has anything to do with thick or thin skin. I think it has to do with your attitude. So I think you just have to be...
Yeah, but attitude is part of thick skin or thin skin.
Well, yes and no. I mean, if your attitude is, I'm proud of who I am, I respect myself for who I am and what I have accomplished in my life, whether I'm physically disabled, whether I'm visually disabled, or whether I'm sighted. I'm proud of who I am, and I'm proud of what I've done and what I do and how I treat people and how I'm looked at by other people.
You
know,
if
you're kind to people, then they're going to be kind to you.
Yeah, but you have people who are afraid to even use the cane because they're,
well, that's embarrassment.
Well, that's all part of it. That's all part of it.
That's all. I was there. I've been there.
Well, that's all part of it.
I've been there.
Thick skin and all that pride.
I didn't want anybody to look at me like I was blind. Well, I've been there. I get it. It doesn't make it right. It's an identification tool, and it's an awesome thing to become proud of being able to get around by yourself with a cane.
We're going to break. Pride.
It's the top of the hour.
I'll see you on the other side of break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Stay tuned for the second hour. Wait there. Don't go away.